Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, a humble human on a mission to help guide you towards getting the best skin of your life through various body, mind, spirit, energy practices, and through all of the insights that I've been able to learn in the space of skin and rejuvenation as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and having performed well over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures. There's also a ton that I learn as being an active researcher. You can actually check out some of my research papers at rachelvarga.ca/research. What I aim to do is provide an awareness in the aesthetics community and for you as a consumer in general to stop using toxic skin products, toxic personal care products, and clean up your environmental toxin exposures that are contributing to accelerated aging. You've probably heard me mention, if you are a one-on-one client of mine, when I talk about stabilizing the skin first with your basic skincare protocol for about 2 weeks, then at that point, start to introduce actives like vitamin A, retinol, glycolic acid, lactic acid. And then a couple weeks after that, we start to do things like dermal rolling, and maybe down the line from that, starting to do some more deeper skin and rejuvenation options like the in-clinic stuff. So this is something that I walk my one-on-one clients through and further expand on in my skin camp programs, which Spring Skin Camp starts this weekend. Join the fun over at springskincamp.com. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on stabilizing the skin. What can we do to reduce things like diffuse redness, skin inflammation, puffiness to the eyelids, hyperpigmentation, upticks in acne? One of my clients, Wendy, reached out to me over email and she wrote, "Rachel, what do you mean by stabilizing the skin?" And Wendy and I have a relationship. She has been a one-on-one client of mine for a while now, and she has recently taken part in my skin camp and has been able to learn all of the things to apply her products appropriately through different skincare tutorials, facial gua sha tutorials, makeup tutorials, heatless hair care tutorials, as well as insights into biohacking, tips for hormone balancing, and pre and post recovery for some of the at-home and in-clinic stuff that we can do to promote collagen and assist with hyperpigmentation and redness. And also, she was able to see my recent live dermal rolling demo, and then the week after that, I performed my advanced protocols. I have a Spring Skin Camp round 2 beginning this weekend. Join the fun at springskincamp.com and learn all the things you don't know until you know, and insights into actually applying your products. So with Wendy, we recently also touched base on a 30-minute call, and she had some questions about a recent uptick in redness that she's experienced in her skin, and also she just feels like she needed to do a check-in with me to reorder a couple products and just make sure she's staying on the straight and narrow because she's noticed some things with her skin and wanted to reach out. If you are a current client of mine, email me info@rachelvarga.ca and I will get you that exclusive 30-minute follow-up link. So Wendy is interested in understanding what I mean when I talk about stabilizing the skin. And what I've observed in working with so many clients since 2011 is it's like clockwork. If a client comes to me and say, for example, you're complaining of diffuse redness to the cheeks, maybe you've been told you have acne or you've been told that you have rosacea, and just the skin is kind of like quote unquote flaring up and being a little too sensitive, there's usually something that's being missed in your basic skincare protocol. So if you'd like insights into my 9 keys for healthy skin and slowing cellular aging, you can get that at rachelvarga.ca/slow aging. It's also in the description of this episode. That's a free download I literally just made. It's like a checklist, essentially, for you to make sure that you're doing a couple of key things to stabilize your skin, which I'm going to expand a little bit on in today's episode. When clients present to me and they have diffuse redness to the skin, the number one thing that they're usually doing is not cleansing morning and night. They're usually doing like an oil cleanser or a splash of water. That is like clockwork for my clients with sensitive skin. So we want to make sure you're cleansing the skin appropriately so that you're getting rid of dirt, oil, debris, dead skin, cosmetic creams, makeup from the day. All the stuff in the air that's floating around, it does end up sitting on the skin and can create oxidative stress. So that's why cleansing is really important. And doing a double cleanse will take off all that junk. And then the second cleanse and your double cleanse will then actually be cleansing your skin. And you do want to use a cleanser in the morning as well, because things can continue to rest on your skin in your bedroom while you're sleeping. So air purification in your bedroom is also very important. So making sure that you're cleansing morning and night, and then you're to stabilize the skin, you need to feed the skin. And when we're moisturizing the skin, when we're wanting to just kind of stabilize things, that's when you're not necessarily using actives like benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, or retinol, which can be quite stimulating to the skin. So those are things that we can introduce a little bit later. But first of all, we want to stabilize the skin. So focusing on a moisturizer that, say, has your hyaluronic acid, has nice humectants in it, and maybe some gentle antioxidants and peptides to basically be talking to your skin like a multivitamin. You want to be feeding, nourishing, and keeping the skin well hydrated and stable. But we don't want to do the actives just yet. We just want to stabilize it. And if you need a specific eye cream, that's also something that can be used into the mix with stabilizing your skincare as well. Because the skin around the eyes is as thin as an eggshell, and it does have specific needs as well. So sometimes your general face, neck, chest moisturizer can create some issues around the eyes. If you're not using a good formula, you can get like milia around the eyes. So that's why using a specific eye formulation is great. I have an awesome recommendation. It really helps to hydrate the eyelids, and you barely need any of it. Cleanse morning and night, moisturize morning and night, and sunscreen every single day are also key aspects to stabilizing the skin. But the trick with your sunscreen is to make sure it's mineral-based only, because chemical sunscreen filters, they actually can mess with your hormones, they kill marine life, and they only work for about 1.5 to 3 hours. And they can actually create stinging to the eyes. That's very characteristic of a chemical filter. And chemical filters are usually mixed into some moisturizers, primers, CC creams, BB creams, makeup foundations. They're kind of in almost everything these days. So you have to be really careful to not use chemical sunscreen filters. And I just did a recent episode on this where I was really disappointed to see that the P-Choice brand is still using chemical filters. So honestly, that whole line is a complete write-off for me. If they don't understand how using chemical filters is incredibly toxic, basically negates the entire line in my eyes, the fact that they don't know that they shouldn't be making products with that. So big food is just as big as, you know, big Cosmo, big pharma, big Cosmo. You have to be a smarter consumer these days. So that's where I come in. I help you figure out which products maybe you should stop using right away, and maybe which ones you can work through, and make some customized recommendations for you. But sunscreen every day is really important to protect the skin. I've definitely seen in my clinical practice just how disfiguring skin cancers can be. 10% of all skin cancers occur in the eye area. So having like sensitive skin, dry skin, skin that's prone to melasma or acne prone skin are not skin types. Those are just like aspects of your skin that is actually your skin and your body trying to tell you something. So when we first stabilize your skin and reduce your toxic exposure to things like dirty water, dirty air, foods that are full of toxins or just not good for you, and also clean up your EMFs. Those are really easy ways to start to reduce your toxic load and use a super clean, stabilizing skincare routine that's been customized for you. That's what I do. You do want to make sure you're getting at least 15 minutes of whole body sun exposure. And if you can do it in the morning as well, that's really good to help to set the stage for, number one, get your circadian rhythm on point, and it's going to help with happy, healthy hormone production and actually even help you sleep better that night. You do want to get direct sunlight into your eyes in the morning because there are some really cool light receptors in the eyes that have downstream applications to creating good hormones that will help keep you feeling good throughout the day and also help you sleep well. So sun exposure is good in moderation, and if you can do it in the morning, that's a really good time to get it. But don't be fooled. I'm in the woods, I'm outside pretty often. I love nature and I do love sun exposure. So don't be afraid to be in the sun, but do be smart about using a mineral sunscreen every day to your face, eyelids, neck, chest, and hands. I also want to just spend a little bit of lip service time on exfoliating. Some people think that exfoliating and using cleansers are just straight up bad. I don't agree with that just because of what I've seen with clients since 2011. Those that are missing out on gentle exfoliation with the right exfoliants and cleansing with the right types of cleansers. When people miss out on that, they aren't really hitting all those aspects to being able to keep the skin stable. So cleanse, moisturize, sunscreen, exfoliation. But using an exfoliant that doesn't have sugar, rice, apricot hull scrub type of particles or plastic beads that are either plastic beads are terrible for the environment. You don't want to expose yourself to microplastics, by the way. Get rid of your coffee maker that's plastic. Go for an old school French press. You'll thank me later. It's also a lot better consuming coffee that way, not with like a filter, so that you're getting the good oils in it. And exfoliating, we don't want to be damaging the skin. We don't want to be creating micro tears, which a lot of exfoliants are unfortunately doing. That can actually set the skin up for more irritation and actually impair your skin's natural barrier. So I have a couple of scrubs that I like to recommend that are nice and gentle, and they have spherical particles to help to polish and buff the skin. If your skin's feeling a little rough or dry, that can actually be a sign that you've got a buildup of stratum corneum and you do want to gently exfoliate that away. I've never been a huge fan of these like scrubbing brushes or microfiber cloths because they can carry bacteria and they're also just creating extra waste. So I'm a huge fan of just using your hands and your fingers and doing some gentle gua sha facial lymphatic drainage while you're putting on your products every morning and night, and I actually show you how to do that in my skin camp. I actually take you into my bathroom and you see me wash my face. Wash the way that you cleanse and care for your skin and doing all these little minute, they seem like just really small things, but when you start to compile all of these different layers to benefit your skin into your self-care practices, it has kind of this like compounded effect on getting you great skin. So it's all these little like tweaks with your routine that you don't know until you know. That's why I recommend each client take at least one skin camp to learn these application techniques that I don't see anybody else really talking about, but that are really, really, really key and very time and cost effective options too. So when we're stabilizing the skin, we're not really doing a lot of active speaking to the skin or active communication with actives like vitamin A, benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid. We're just wanting to stabilize the skin to start. Later on, once the skin has stabilized, usually it takes about 2 weeks or so. Sometimes I've seen it where a client's been on a stabilizing skin routine that I've laid out for them, and actually within about 3 days, some of that diffuse redness has started to decline. And I've seen this in photographs, clinical photography, which is super exciting. That's what I'm speaking to, are the clinical insights I see from what my clients are doing. So I just wanted to pass that along. It's not just like, oh, they said they experienced this in an email 3 days later or 2 weeks later. No, this is based on me following clients in a clinical setting using photography. That's how I kind of stumbled upon this whole concept of stabilizing the skin. If you're going to be doing anything to the skin, you gotta start with the basic cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, and scrub. It's really neat having all this experience with clients in practice to then be able to speak to it and kind of understand the science of really what's happening, which is stabilizing the skin. And then you can start to do things like actives, then you can start to do things like dermal rolling. After the skin's stable, maybe you can start to talk to it further with sometimes in-clinic lasers and things like that. So I wanted to really focus on today's lesson to answer Wendy's question of, what do you mean by stabilizing the skin? And am I doing it correctly? Wendy, yes, you are. I have you on protocol to do just that. But I also wanted to recommend to dear Wendy to be really aware of the hair dye she was using. And I think she stopped dyeing her hair now and she's just going cold turkey gray. I actually love it when my clients embrace their gray. I think that like a nice, well-maintained gray can actually look quite real, because the dark hair dyes usually contain ammonia and all sorts of things. So if you are dyeing or coloring your hair, just make sure that you are finding a hairstylist that understands the importance of clean products, and maybe even ask for like extra rinsing so that you're getting toxic hair processing chemicals off the scalp, so they're not continuing to sit on there. So sometimes you gotta ask for just a little extra cleanse when you get your hair done, like the back of the neck, behind the ears, so you don't have toxins sitting there and continuing to be absorbed. So to stabilize the skin, you have to make sure that you're cleansing, moisturizing, sun protecting, and exfoliating regularly, and also making sure that your environment is conducive to actually your body being able to be stable and less inflamed. So clean water, clean air, clean food, reduce your EMFs, and also stress. So we're all dealing with stress in our own unique ways. With life comes ups and downs and all arounds. And managing stress is really a part of being a human. And we get to experience all of these different emotions. But what I want you to become is get stable skin and be more resilient. When you become a more resilient human, you are going to be more able to deal with what life throws you. You are going to be a more vibrant, radiant human. Things are good. Basically, if you're exposed to different body, mind, spirit, energy toxins, when your body is functioning at such a high vibration and your immune system's working really well, if a toxin kind of enters any aspect of the body, mind, spirit, energy, when your body is functioning in such a way, it's going to be like your egg beaters are working to then just like, nope, not today, toxin. And your body can defend itself. So reduce the noise, turn off the news, don't buy products that are being marketed to you on your social media to get you to buy an ish you don't need that's probably going to make you sick. Okay, this is a really big thing to be a smarter consumer. So thank you to each and every one of you who are purchasing products from me, taking my skin camps, and also you can check out my favorite products and biohacks on my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca. And biohacking is a big part to keeping the body detoxed, and saunaing is a great example of a quick and easy way to detox. Your skin is the largest organ, and actually sweating through the skin in a near-infrared and infrared sauna is an exceptional way to detox quite quickly. Bonus points if you pop some charcoal binders as well to help pull some additional toxins out. That's really great. And of course, there's some advanced biohacking stuff too that I just obviously don't have time to talk about in today's lesson. But we want to stabilize the skin. We want to then do some actives a little bit later, but just for a specific length of time to stabilize the skin, so that it's not irritated, so that it can heal and be healthy. And then we can start to do additional advanced layers to get certain cell signaling happening, activate the skin cell cycle, speed it up a little bit, and start to use actives that are going to help to fade pigmentation. And basically when your skin is happier and healthier, your body, mind, spirit, energy are happier and healthier and more pure. That is how you're going to get the best skin of your life. It's not going to be one product and it's not going to be one lifestyle modification. It's going to be a compounded cumulative effect of all of the things that you are learning here on the show almost each and every day. Thank you so much for hanging out with me here on the Rachel Varga podcast. I love hearing from you. Please let me know if you have any episode topic requests at info@rachelvarga.ca, or if you have any questions about my next skin camp that starts this weekend. And let me teach you all of the things you need to know to get your skin on point for this change of season. We begin this weekend, and I would also love to meet with you if we haven't had the chance to connect yet. Use promo code podcast15 and book your one-on-one session with me, and that will give you some special savings. Have an amazing day, everybody. I'm going to be taking an off-grid day tomorrow. It's a bit stormy here today, but it's still lovely. I'm putting together some packages for you. And yeah, it's just, I'm really happy to be here, and I'm happy to serve, and I'm happy to connect with each and every one of you through one-on-one sessions and also in my skin camp programs. SpringSkinCamp.com. Round 2 begins this weekend. Have a great day, everybody.